Lane will be here.
Barfly Magazine. What else? Well, we'll talk more about Storm. Because that premieres tonight, 8 p.m. on CBS, on COIN. 8 p.m. on most of the CBS stations. What else? Oh, we got Enemy of the State, or Enemy of the People. We got to get to that as well. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Stephanie Miller Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
They didn't have, Zora Riley would say, street cred.
Do these guys, I hate to use this expression, but, you know, street cred? I mean, do people in Liberty City fear them? Because you know how it goes. I mean, everybody in the neighborhood knows them. Were these tough guys, were they feared in the neighborhood?
Yeah, because O'Reilly knows from tough guys.
Well, O'Reilly knows from street cred. Because he grew up on the mean streets of wherever.
Levittown.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our only bulwark against it is a free press.
Let's
and
talk
they want
about
to destroy
the,
that first.
Let's talk about the Miami suspects.
Oh, look.
So, yeah. One of them is a chef.
Let's listen. Stephanie Miller, mornings at 6, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Attention investors, how do you protect yourself against world uncertainty and rising inflation? With an investment in gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable market. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now, 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172.
July is the month for friends, family, and fun. What better way to enjoy the summer than stopping in for great food and world-famous service at your Portland-area Hooters restaurant. Hooters of Beaverton off Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway. Hooters of Mall 205 on the east side. And their new location, Hooters of Jansen Beach. Bring the gang down and find the cure for the common restaurant this summer. This month, Hooters and Cycle Sports of Salem are giving away a brand new Sea-Doo. Check Cycle Sports on the web at cyclesports.net. Ask for details at your favorite Hooters.
For me, reading was a way to learn about new places, new things. When I began to lose my eyesight, I was absolutely devastated. Then I heard about the State Library's free talking books. Now, I can read books anywhere, anytime.
If you or someone you know is unable to see or turn a page, you can still read with talking books from the State Library. Enjoy high-quality recordings of bestsellers, classics, even magazines. They're easy to use. And if you qualify, the books and special player are sent to you free by mail. So enjoy reading. Call toll-free 1-800-452-0292 or visit our website, tbabs.org. That's TBABS.org. Sponsored by the Oregon State Library and aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. Call 1-800-459-2807. 1-800-459-2807. Call now. 1-800-459-2807.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
You. Me?
Yes.
Huh?
You.
What?
You are listening to AM 970 KCNB. AM. State Radio.
Put in some new music. I'm no longer going to do any of my own work. Scotty do everything. Eventually, we'll get to the point where I'm not even doing the show. I'm sitting in a corner just telling him what to say, and he's just here saying it for me.
You totally just grunt things at him.
Yes, I do. Well, because he sees me. Here's the thing. Scotty and I have an interesting relationship, not unlike the relationship you and I have. Because Scotty J, who is so much more than an intern, that's his new official title, it is no longer Hey You. But I'm talking about how we have a very strange... Sarah and I have a strange relationship because Sarah and I no longer care. It's like if we're bathed. It's like Sarah come to work some days and she'll just stink. Like yesterday. Like yesterday, you stunk. No, what was that day you stunk? Was it yesterday? Yeah, you were wearing the same clothing two days in a row.
I did not.
And you're missing half the buttons off your dress.
I had to chase the cat.
You had to give the cat a pill. I'm saying it out of love. And, it's like... I know this makes me sound like a freak, but I'm not really big on people coming over to my house. You know, there's not a whole lot of people that
You're not big on people.
I don't mean to sound like Howard Hughes, because I'm not really that way, but I'm very big on private and personal space. You know what I mean? Like, I like to be able to, and like Tim Riley's the same way. Tim's not usually here, because if Tim was here, he'd be going, nothing wrong with that. Because I have a very, public life in some ways and a lot of time, so I like to be able to go home, shut the door, solitude. And so when people are like, hey, can I come over? I'm like, no, hang up. But you are one of the very few people that you just come over, that you're allowed in my home.
Or I can convince you to actually leave your house.
Yes, you're one of the very few people. But Scotty and I have that same relationship in a strange way, because it's like, people go through that phase where it's like anybody who works with me. And I've learned this, that they'll spend the first 6 months working with me convinced that I hate them. Because I'm just not very, in the morning, I'm just sort of, like before I get on the air, I'm sort of in pre-show mode, and I'm just under-caffeinated, and I'm kind of grumpy. And so, Scotty is one of the few people, though, that he just comes to me and he's like, hey, what do you want? And I'm like, and I just pointed something like Frankenstein. And he'll be like, yes, edit those spots, I'll do it right now. And, he'll come back. What else do you need, Rick? And it's like, coffee. Got it. I'll do it right now. He understands now how these things work. So anyway, at some point, I'm going to make him put in some new music. That's my point there. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, about that Italian sounder. This email just says, that's horrid, yet strangely exciting. It's 503-733-2970. This is the Rick Emerson radio program. Rick, can you give away a taser to the person who has the ugliest sex offender in the neighborhood? I don't know.
Is it ugliest or scariest?
We should have different categories, kind of like a beauty pageant, like Mr. Congeniality.
I don't know. Or is it most in a neighborhood? And by the way, can I just tell you this? That I got this email here. You're hearing the creation of a new thing that's going to be stolen right now. Let's see. Where's the email? This email says... Oh, where did it go? Oh, Rick. Hey, we're sex offender neighbors, says this email. Rick, Dave here. I live down the street from you. Saw you dumping your trash once when I drove by. Hey, look at that guy, Larry. What a freak. He should be in your area list. Hey, someone should make Oregon sex offender trading cards. Collect them all. But most of all, we're sex offender neighbors. There you go. The how many sex offenders living within a square mile of your home, that is the new how many friends are on your MySpace. Where's my, hold on, I need some sort of a sound effect to mark that I am trademarking that right now. Come on! There you go. That is our new
trademark.
Okay, this the how many sex offenders live, like, in your area, that is the new I've got 600 people on my MySpace.
So, should you be proud when you have a higher number?
I'm not saying it's a pride thing. I'm simply saying that when you hear that observation turn up somewhere else, like some guy at work who thinks he's funny, some guy who stands in the kitchen all day so he can make witticisms at you, you know, like that guy you undoubtedly work with that says to you every New Year's Eve, see you next year. That guy, you all work with him. He'll say something like this, or perhaps a person on another radio station. Not that I'm pointing the finger at anybody in particular.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen almost every day.
Anyway, so when you hear that observation made later, how many people are to your sex offender list? Yeah. And then sidekick person says, you know, oh, 15. And then they and then there's like some sort of a kooky sound effect that happens. It's 503-733-2970. There you go. So, yeah, Rick Emerson program. So Jen Lane is coming up this hour. We're going to talk more about Storm Large, who makes her debut on Rockstar Supernova tonight. And you, Sarah, just gave me... Now, it's not a spoiler, though, really, is it?
I don't know.
Well, let's say first and foremost, you know that we are a spoiler-free show. You know that we will not, even if we learn spoilers about the outcome of this, which I don't think we will not give those away. We would not do that.
No.
But you know what she sings tonight.
Yes, allegedly what she sings. And in what order she sings.
Do I want to know?
Yeah, it's not that big.
Okay, but this is just
that way you know
not
to get up to go to the bathroom or something.
This is okay. So this is the order in which she performs, and this is what she sings. Okay, what? There's 15 people.
I guess so. Okay. I have no knowledge.
All right. When does she sing?
Word on the street is that she's the first singer out of all of them.
Now, how does the person know this?
I don't know.
Is it from somebody reliable?
That's from Brad the car guy.
Oh, well, there you go. He seems like a man in the know.
He's
okay.
People who knows
what does she sing tonight?
And supposedly she sings Pinball Wizard.
That's kind of weird. That seems like an odd choice. Maybe she's going against type.
And that's what's commented on, is that it's kind of a strange choice.
Well, no, but maybe that's it.
She does it very well.
Because she's all tall and hot and blonde and built and whatnot. And so maybe she doesn't want to, maybe she wants to, you know, not sing something that's sexual in nature. Because she probably doesn't want any pay. Because you're a tall, blonde, hot girl, but it's like, oh, she's going to sing, you know, Slow Ride or something hideous.
Well, yeah, it's a TV show, and you know that they're trying to lump her into that category.
Right, so she's probably trying to, she's probably trying to have facets.
Fight the stereotype.
All right. Shouldn't Tim Riley be here doing some news? Let's just have an uncomfortable silence until Tim gets here.
The off-air light's going to go off.
That's okay.
The printer ran out of paper and I had to run down the hallway.
Hey. All right. Hi there, Tim. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Are you?
I'm okay. All right. 503-733-2970. Let's go to the city desk. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say with Tim Riley.
It's Tim Riley. Thank you.
Well, here we are.
With Tim Riley. Stop it now. You have to play the news sounder. We can't do anything.
Oh, I thought that was the news sounder.
That's Howard Dean screaming.
No, I thought that was how you were introducing Tim.
That wouldn't make any sense. Here's Tim Riley. You have to. We're such creatures of habit. You can't screw with it this way. We're incapable of doing anything until we hear the sound. We're like Pavlov's dogs. I can't eat until there's a bell.
From Hyatt's off the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Okay. Meanwhile, reporting.
All right.
And now, at long last, the long-awaited Cannibal Watch.
Oh, fantastic.
Apparently, this is a British cannibal.
Oh, this is a great cannibal story.
Not as good as a German cannibal, but
no,
they're trying.
This is great, and by great, I mean horrible.
Well, an old fellow was brutally attacked in his home by a crazed cannibal who ate his thumb and bit chunks from his face and body.
Oh!
75-year-old Douglas Morgan is recovering in the hospital.
And by body, we mean buttocks.
With his wife Valerie at his bedside, after the apparently random and vicious attack which left him unconscious and covered with blood... The elderly couple were getting ready for bed when they heard somebody climbing through a window they left open during a heat wave. Mr. Morgan went downstairs to investigate. When he confronted the intruder, he was punched and bitten viciously across his face and upper parts of his body.
Never go downstairs to investigate, ever.
Here comes the worst part.
Oh, this is a chewing your thumb off?
This is a relative statement, by the way.
This is a factual statement. The attacker then bit off part of his thumb and ate it. The police said there was blood on the walls, and this guy was just laughing like a maniac. It was a bizarre and appalling attack on an old man who was just going to bed in his own home. The attacker appeared in his lounge after diving through a window. We have no idea why they chose this home, but there are mental health issues in this case. Mr. Morgan put up a brave fight, but was set about in a cannibalistic way. His thumb could not be sewn back on because the attacker ate it. Residents of the quiet village are horrified by this incident in the early hours. One homeowner, who refused to be named, said everyone is scared witless. There is talk of a cannibal attack and no one can quite take it in.
He's just hungry for a little thumping.
Have the Daily Mail and Sunday Mail delivered to your door. Find out more by clicking here.
Thumping. There you go. Ladies, there's your cannibal watch for a day. This might be Wednesday. Thank you. Something. I need a little something before bed. Thumb! He ate his thumb! Love! The language of love! Fine. Well, like, suddenly you've got standards. Suddenly you're all above our cannibal jokes.
A thumb thing? No.
Thumb.
I get it.
A little thumb thing to hold you over. Come on, it's funny. Fine.
Even laughing.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, from Hollywood comes word, there's no need for any premature whacking of characters when The Sopranos return next year for its final 8 episodes. After lengthy negotiations, Tony Sirico and Steven Van Zandt, the last key actors without new deals, reached an agreement with HBO to continue on the Emmy Award-winning series. Under the pact, they'll be paid about double the most recent per-episode fee of $85,000.
Okay, now... Oh, damn! Hey, Scotty, add this to your list of things to do. Well, no, you no longer need to find the Italian theme for Carol, because we've got that. That was sent to us by the guy.
Take that off the board.
Here's what you need to do, though. Please do be making for tomorrow's program... a Stormwatch theme. I can't believe I almost forgot. Stormwatch, Storm at Large, Stormwatch 2006.
We do have storm sound effects in there that we used before.
We do the stormy weather.
Stormy weather. So there you go. What we don't actually have here is any music by Storm herself.
We don't.
So it's also profane, though.
Well, here's the storm.
We should keep that, though, for something else. Yeah. That's more of a Tim flavor to it. Okay, so Scotty, so for tomorrow, we need a sound, an opener, and a closer for Stormwatch. So that is, yes, we will need that by tomorrow. Okay, so I've got an email here from someone sort of on the inside.
Uh-huh.
He sends me a link. It says...
A mole.
This link will tell you anything you want to know about the show and the contestants. This is from, like, a fan page, but apparently they know a lot. These people are freaks for the show. The spoiler thread has song lists before it airs from people who are, and many other things from people who are at the tapings. Careful, I got sucked into it and I regret it.
Oh.
I don't even want to post that. I don't even think I should post that. I think I should deny the people the choice even to read that. Because you'll read it and you'll regret it. It'd be like that Inviso text on Herc's page. You read highlighting, you're like, oh, don't. Well, why did I do that?
It's got cannibals on it.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. Wasn't Jen Ling going to be here?
Yes, I'm sure she's coming.
I believe
coming.
So.
I talked to her at 11. She was awake and everything.
Are you? Okay.
What?
No, nothing. Are you sure she was awake?
All right, thank you. Moving on, let's go back to Tim Riley to City Desk.
Well, the question is, can toothpaste make your teeth whiter the way the ads claim? The final Consumer Reports states it tested 41 brands of toothpaste. What the magazine found out is there is no correlation between those claims and stain-removing ability.
Are we really doing this as a news story?
We are.
Okay.
Because a lot of people use these things.
All right.
One toothpaste did stand out as a stain remover.
These things. Toothbrushes.
Ultra Bright All Whitening stands out as a stain remover. It contains no peroxide and costs 28 cents less than the most expensive brand.
I don't even know what we use. Oh, I think we use that Toms of Maine stuff. Although you got to be careful, though, because that Toms of Maine toothpaste, if you're not careful, you buy the hippie kind, and it just, there's like no fluoride. It's like lavender shrub or something in it. Just, now, and they try to sell it as, you know, because the tinfoil hat the brigade out there, I don't want to be poisoned by the government. Fluoride comes from Mars, you know, or whatever. And so you'll buy, like, if you're not careful, if you buy any of that hippie nature toothpaste, it'll be like, now, you know, with now, fluoride free. And they'll try to give you just like a big marketing, where it doesn't have fluoride, it has like dandelion root or something. That they don't want any of that pesky science interfering with anything. So, you know, and then your kid has like 800 holes in their face. But I think we have that Tom's Amate. I'm a sucker for anything with baking soda in it, too.
Yes.
There you go. Actual toothpaste talk. That's in case you're a Lars listener and you've tuned over by mistake.
Mm-hmm. Former sex kitten Sophia Loren, first featured on magazine covers a century ago, will appear on next year's Pirelli's calendar dressed up in only diamond earrings.
Oh, that, no one needs to see that.
The voluptuous Italian screen siren.
Okay, she's not that voluptuous. She may have been voluptuous like 50 years ago. You look at her now and she's like a wrinkled piece of chicken. It's like that piece of chicken you leave like... Like, everybody eats all the chicken except that one piece, and then you're all full, and you've had a lot of stuffing, and you go and you sit in the air, you sit in the chair, and you unbutton the top button on your pants, and you relax while watching the football game. And everybody means to do the dishes and clear the table, but then you don't want to, because you've eaten all these carbs, and you have a big piece of pecan pie, and then you just take a nap, and then you wake up at 2 a.m., and then you go to bed. And you wake up the next morning, and you realize that all the food is still sitting on the kitchen table, including the piece of chicken, which is now all dried and disgusting. That piece of chicken is what Sophia Loren looks like now. Because I saw that picture of her. Is that the picture from the... Yeah, that's the picture I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't want to see that nude.
She was accepting a ceremony in Moscow.
Okay. Sophia Loren is like 72. And look, I understand that we all become old. But it's become one of those things everybody has to say. It's an obligatory thing. Sophia Loren, 72. Oh, and she's still so beautiful. It's like a rule. It's like when you talk about... Kerry Russell from Felicity, you have to make that dumb comment. She cut her hair. Yes, we know she cut her hair, and that's where it all went wrong. And I know that you ought to know was about that Dave Coulier guy, or whatever his name is, right? Isn't that him?
Who?
Alanis Morissette?
Yeah. It's about the guy from Full House.
Yeah, everybody knows. Quit making that up. And I know she's using ironically incorrectly. It's been said. You don't need to say it anymore. Jesus.
You have a lot of anger about Alanis Morissette.
I'm just saying I'm tired of... there's observations that don't need to be made anymore. Felicity and the hair. You ought to know. And the fact it was written about the Full House guy. Yes, I know that Kurt Cobain references guns a lot in his song. Yeah, you're the first guy to notice it. You're a friggin' genius. Jesus. Move on. So, but about her, the thing about Sophia Loren is everybody's got to go, she's 72, but she's still hot. She's not hot. I know that you're, like, required to say it by some unwritten law of, like, punditry. It's not true. No one is hot at 72. No one. All right.
I guess I better not mention this again, then.
Yeah, and she's posing nude. Why do women wait until they're all old and bony before posing nude? What kind of cruel, ironic twist is that?
They don't care anymore.
That is sort of ironic, actually. I think in the actual... I'm going to be all nude to turn you on at 100. It's like that. Why would you do that?
Or pregnant.
Pregnant.
Old or pregnant.
Britney Spears. I'll show you everything now that it's all stretchy and pointless. The hell is that, man? And by the way, and I know Bill Maher, I think, made this observation, but Here's something else you have to quit doing. In fact, I know he said this. I'm just going to repeat this. Here's something else you have to quit doing. Quit claiming that you're posing nude when you're really covering everything. You can no longer claim you are nude if I can't see anything. When you're all covered up and posed and turned to the side and hunched over like a fetus, if I can't see everything, it's just like you're clothed, okay? So if I can't see your swimsuit area or something related to it, you're not really nude. So quit saying that, because I'm not going to buy your magazine. Just knock it off. Knock it off. Now. All right. What are we doing here?
I'm getting rid of this story as soon as I can.
Shredding it. Stupid, pesky story.
I think Chris needs a hug.
I'm just saying. What else do I have to get through today, Sarah? Because I don't want to have to do any push-ups tonight.
Jen Lane, you have to do Enemy of the People.
Jen Lane's beyond my control.
No, it's not beyond your control.
I can't go
this
to
this is
her...
the first thing on the list.
I hate you with everything.
And we already did the Cannibal Watch. You're clear there.
What haven't I done on the list?
You haven't done Enemy of the People.
Okay.
And Jen Lane.
All right. Enemy of the People right here.
Enemy of the People. Her chauffeur has not delivered her
but we've
got
a break,
yet.
And we have the top five still. We've got to get to the
I didn't
five.
Promote the top five.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You're very annoying.
I didn't promote it. All right, thank you.
Oh, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just waiting for the commercial break to scream at you.
What? To scream about what? I did not promote. These are the things promoted at the top of the show only.
Okay.
Because I have agreed from now on, because it has been pointed out to me again that I am the worst part of my own radio program and that I promote things that I don't get to. From now on, at the end of the program, I will offer a push-up to the list of push-ups I owe Sarah for every item I promoted but did not get to. So I still have to get to Jen Lane, which is beyond my control, incidentally, and Enemy of the People.
Shouldn't have put it on the list.
Okay.
Maybe the chauffeur can't find a parking space up front.
Yes, maybe.
It's not like it's reality TV.
Let's go to a break now.
Are we doing it?
No, you just tell me I have to break. Good God. We're going to break now. On the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, South State Radio. Back after this. Stay right there. Sons of bitches.
To the Rick Emerson Show.
All right, here we go.
On AM 970.
What's up?
Solid State Radio.
It's like a Michael Winslow kind of a thing. No, who's the other guy? No, not him. Bobby McFerrin. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about Mr. Transmission. Hey, you know, you learn something every day, actually. I did not know this about Mr. Transmission. You can actually schedule your appointments online. I just learned that the other day. Now, of course, you can call them, you can drop in as well. But if, you know, you're on the run, out on the gun, something, whatever. And the point is, like, if you just, you know, time to sit on the phone or you don't have time to drop the car, you can actually schedule your appointment online with these guys, too. And as we've talked about, the great thing about Mr. Transmission and Myalex is they are all together under one roof. They're right there on the border of Gresham and Portland, corner 184th and Stark. And it doesn't matter what you... look, if you know a lot about cars and automobiles, you know what needs to be done. You can take in and say, hey, look, I got this thing. What did Dennis claim that problem is? The solenoid? It needs to be... scrubbed or whatever it is you do to it. If you don't know what it is, they'll find out, and you don't have to worry about the guy coming out and going, no, I can't help you. Now, you want to go see my brother. Now, he's three doors down right next to the place that sells, you know, buttons or whatever. It doesn't matter. Everything is right there under one roof. They can help you with it, no matter what it is in your car. I mean, their slogan really ought to be that they can do it no matter what it is. Whether it's your tires, whether it's your brakes, whether it's your cooling system, your electrical system, no matter what it is, they can handle it. They're right there in the border of Gresham and Portland, the corner of 184th and Stark. They've been meeting and exceeding customer expectations for over 50 years. So go see them. Tell them you heard it on the Rick Emerson Show. You get your oil change for $15.99. You're saving $15 right there. Myalex and Mr. Transmission, making the difference one vehicle at a time.
Get your smile on.
I've got this fine sandwich. Freshly baked bread, roast beef, and cheddar looking extra sharp. But without Lay's potato chips, man, it's just lonely. You see, no matter how fine a a sandwich is, it's not complete without that light, crispy, irresistible taste of Lay's. A sandwich and Lay's. So Lay's.
Head over to your local convenience store and pick up a bag of irresistible Lay's potato chips today.
Attention truck, Jeep, and SUV owners. Have summer gas prices got you burning up? Get on down now to Four Wheel Parts to increase fuel savings and horsepower. Check out gas saving packages from Air Raid filters, MagnaFlow exhaust, HyperTech programmers, super chips, banks, and many more. Plus, save up to 10% off all performance packages. Let your engine breathe easier with a K&N air intake and receive up to a $50 rebate. Plus, receive a free K&N oil filter with the purchase of a K&N replacement filter. Right now, save up to $400 on ProComp suspension, tire, and wheel packages. Dress up your truck with a set of custom wheels. Right now, buy three ProComp forged wheels and get the fourth free. Or get $50 off a set of selected American Racing wheels. Four Wheel Parts installs everything they sell by ASE-certified mechanics. Mention this radio ad and get 10% off installation. Get on down to the Four Wheel Parts store just one block south of Division on Southeast 82nd Avenue.
Four Wheel Parts, Performance Center.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
Shop and Tell message of the day. You know what I love about Kohl's lowest prices of the summer? You get their lowest prices on summer stuff when summer's still here. Like 50 to 60% off family swimwear. Very exciting as I sit blogging by the pool. Hey, no belly floss. My keyboard's not amphibious, you know. Kohl's prices won't dip any lower than this. And now, think I'll take a dip.
It doesn't get better or lower than this. Kohl's lowest prices of the summer. Starts Thursday at 8 a.m. Kohl's. Expect great things.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. Call 1-800-459-2807. 1-800-459-2807. Call now. 1-800-459-2807.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio, but we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet, and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's Taco Time.
You're listening to AM 970. KCMD AM Portland. Solid State Radio.
right, this email says, Rick, that was a little unexpectedly explosive rant. Does someone have a case of the Mondays? No. Oh, let's see. Hey, Tom's toothpaste was bought by Colgate. There you go. Tom's of Maine news from Kristen in the county. Everybody, I guess loves is the wrong term. Everybody's obsessed with this sex offender registry. Everybody loves the sex offender registry. They really don't, although, but again, it's one of those things. It's like, you know what it is? Listen to this segue. Tie these things together. That sex offender registry is like the discussion thread about Rockstar Supernova. It's like you don't want to know, but it's like you feel compelled to click and learn it all. You know what I mean? Wasn't that to see how
I don't have any really scary looking ones.
Man, they're all in Vancouver. I'm looking at. I don't think we can do the give a prize thing because I don't think I'm. And it's just going to be some guy.
Are you going to call Susan?
Susan's very busy this week. She's got a lot, and I don't think she's in a lot of this week, so I was able to track her down. I'm unclear about whether we can give away a gun anyway.
We can't give away a gun.
Fisher would have let us give away a gun.
Well, they didn't know
they
that we were
there. They'd let you give away a Scud missile. Let you sell to North Koreans.
Put the station logo on the side of it. Moving along. Shall we do, here's the thing about this enemy of the people. Is that, this stem is from life. This comes from life, because you've just heard me ranting about Alanis Morissette, and it's, Sarah, you can tell somebody in this room has been to therapy recently, because during the break,
I can't get there because I don't have a car.
Well, during the break, I'm like, God damn, Alanis Morissette, and Sarah looks up at me and she goes, it sounds like somebody has some... what did you say? Sounds like somebody is displacing his anger. Which, that sounds like something... Sounds like somebody has been talked to by Wendy about that issue. Has Wendy talked to you about displacing your anger?
No, but I've come to realize when I am, because I get really super mad about stupid things when I realize...
Oh, yeah.
It might be because of other things in my life.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I could have saved you like $80.
No, I didn't... Wendy didn't tell me that. I found that out on my own.
Okay.
So you need to think of inside yourself, Rick, and find out... Who really is this Alanis Morissette person?
I'm displacing the anger from this baby boomer bastard. That was the impetus for this enemy of the people. Because I was trying to park. Did you ever do that thing where you're trying to park? And it's, look, I'm not a parking pig. I mean, I'm willing to walk a little
ranting?
Bit.
Oh, ranting? Is this enemy thing when you scream and yell?
That's the whole show, basically. But,
I can't take any more.
I have to do it. I'll have to do push-ups. I can put it off till tomorrow, but you got to cede the push-up to me.
Well, it is about baby boomers.
Okay, I won't let... Yeah. Because
Sarah,
I can already I can feel the negativity. I just don't feel it would be very beneficial.
Ooh, that seems awful long.
It does seem really
long. When am I going to do it, then?
You're going to get more and more worked up.
When am I going to do it?
You can do it tomorrow. I'll take away that point. So you're still missing Jen Lane.
All right, so... Well, I can't control that, though.
Shouldn't have put her on the list.
Urge to kill rising. Rising! Okay, I can't do anything about the fact...
It may be too early in the day for it.
I hate you all. I'm crumpling up the paper. I got to smooth it out. Okay, so...
Let's do the top five.
Just hold on a second, little
missy. We're talking about fuzzy little bunnies.
So I will take this enemy of the people. You are asking me to hold this off and do it tomorrow.
I think it might be a good idea. What do you think, Tim Riley?
I second that.
Okay, but you are acknowledging now that you are giving me a buy on this,
yes.
A pass,
yes.
And I am not going to have to do a push-up.
You do not have to do a push-up for this specific
one. I don't have to do a push-up for Jen Lane not being here because that's beyond my responsibility.
You shouldn't have put Jen Lane. You should have put top five.
You know what it is?
You
it's the smug
me.
Little self-satisfied grin on your face when you tap the post and go, you shouldn't have put her on the list. You should have put top five. I swear to God. I'm going to pull out your teeth. I swear to God I'm going to do it.
Wow, on second thought, enemy of the people sounds like a great idea.
Jesus God. I'm not really going to pull out your teeth. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. You know what it is? It's because you're cocking your head a little bit. And you're going, well, you shouldn't have put it on the list then, should you, Buttercup? Just poking the tiger in the cage. That's what you're doing. Hey, by the way, before we do get back to it, we'll just go to the city desk here.
We are?
I
thought we were doing the top five.
Oh, we'll go to the city desk for the top five in a moment.
Why would we do that?
Shut up!
Apparently that's where I left it.
I was going to read you this wacky spam that I got. This is from a radio company. It's funny how, I don't know, CBS Radio must sell their email addresses Because I don't ever... We have a really good spam filter. I don't get any actual real spam, like enlarge this or, you know, buy one of these or import a child bride that. I don't get any of that.
Everyone in Russia is selling penis enlargements. If they're not drinking vodka.
My spoon is too bad. I'm a banana. Well, seriously, folks. No, but the only spam I get is for radio products. And it's to rick.emerson@cbsradio.com. Please send nothing to that address. Listen to this. It's a new web-based interactive application, which they're selling to DJs. As though DJs have any money to buy anything. Listen to this. You know, we were talking earlier about how, you know, they try to start everything with a question. Did you know Jesus Christ came to North America? No, really, I'm not making it up. You know, or would you like to save hours every day of blah, 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 blah? Listen to this. Tired of taking in phone calls and jotting everything down on paper while on the air? And then listen, who does that? Who working in music radio? No, I got to write down
the other question
pieces.
Is, how many people are left sitting there taking notes on anything?
Listen to this. Have you had enough with taking listener requests and having to keep track of them all? No. No one does. They don't play your requests.
There's no one there to answer the phones.
And even if they are, they're drunk and filled with loathing, and they hate you. The DJ who answers your calls hates you. Know that that's true.
Whoever's selling this has to be over 50 years
old.
I think this stuff still goes on. Wishing for the 70s to come back.
Are you tired of queuing up those 33 records and having them skip? Tired of missing Love Boat every night? With SMS Jock. God damn. I hate radio. SMS Jock. Listen to this. SMS
Isn't
Jock
like
has
a spray or a cream of some sort.
it's a radio station ointment. Oh, God. All right. Yes. SMS Jock has a plain solution to ease your radio
embarrassing red spots.
to ease your on-air radio difficulties. SMS Jock, listen to this. SMS Jock knows how you value your listeners' opinions, how important it is to play their requests. Oh my God, I can't even read this.
What year was this sent?
I don't know.
It can't possibly be anything recent.
Yes. Oh, my God. Knows how you value your listeners. I wonder if this is meant for another country. This is meant for the BBC. All right, let's do your top five. Here's your top five for whatever the hell this is, Wednesday.
Five.
Thank you.
Four. Three.
Oh,
two,
Jesus, God.
One. Fire.
Get rid of the nagging pain, drawing SMS shots. Available in suppositories.
Why would you say that? Why would you ever use the word suppository?
I've heard somebody else say it.
Mama's got to give the cat a pill. Kitten's funnier. I'm going to start saying, Mama's got to give the kitten a pill. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, and the candy-coated, rose-tinted glasses of memory often delude and deceive us when it comes to the past.
Is that a sentence?
And the candy-coated, rose-tinted glasses of memory often delude and deceive us when it comes to the past.
But I bet with SMS Chuck, these sentences would not be in fragment form.
That's true.
See, no one's even going to know what this top five is because I didn't forward promote it. You know why? Because
right.
Sarah Dillon's sitting over there like a succubus, just waiting to inflict push-ups on me every time we promote something and I don't get to it.
I gave you a freebie for the better of the show. That was very kind of me.
Swear to God.
And nowhere is this more true than in the world of music.
Nowhere is what more true?
I don't know.
Well, you know, with SMS Jock, you wouldn't have this problem. With SMS
Get rid of that nagging, itching pain. With SMS Jock, use only as directed.
Oh, God, I almost want to buy it. Well, I feel so sorry for the people.
Somebody's going to use it to make methamphetamine. So it's going to be removed from store shelves soon.
We're not even going to have time to do this, are we? How long is this break?
Just a few minutes. We'll be fine.
Okay, so let's forge ahead here. Let's revisit those times of yesteryear with a more objective ear and ear. Let's revisit those times of yesteryear with a more objective ear and eye. Eye and ear and nose and throat. As we count down these, the top five most embarrassing songs of the 60s.
These are the top five most embarrassing songs
of the 60s. Brought to you by S&M Jock. With honorable mention going to The Singing Nun with Dominique.
Sounds like I'm having an acid trip. These are the top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s. Jesus. I think, if I remember correctly, if only we had like a token French listener, I believe that Dominique, this song knocked the Beatles out of the number one spot. So did Dean Martin, I think, with Everybody Needs Somebody to Love.
Everybody Loves Somebody Sometimes.
Everybody Loves Somebody Sometimes, sorry. There's a whole short list. There's a list of people whose claim to fame is that they momentarily knocked the Beatles out of the top 10. I think Dominique did this. This is Singing Nun, by the way. It's a happy, peppy song. She died bankrupt and alone. All right, here's your top five most embarrassing.
Does what?
The Lord failed to clothe and feed her. Here's your top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s.
And at number five, Bobby V with Rubber Ball.
I hate this song.
I'm bouncing back to you.
I hate this song.
You don't have to talk about
it. I hate this song.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Red Rubber Ball. I love that song.
That's a different song.
No. I'll take Sounds Like Buddy Holly.
Yep. Rubber Ball, baby, that's all that I am to you.
I hate this song so much. It's that bouncy, bouncy part. Imagine having to sing that. Wait for it.
Bounce my heart around.
People, baby boomers especially, they think back on the 60s as this golden era of music where everything was Sgt. Pepper's. Everything was Jimi Hendrix and Neil Young and dancing naked in the rain.
Had a 30-inch waist.
Back when you could see your own feet. No. Baby boomers always gloss over this somehow. Hey, remember we were Woodstock chilling out to Bouncy Bouncy by Bobby V? Boy, those are the days. We stopped a war. What have you done? God. Next time one of your boomer relatives tries to get, like, in your face about, you know, what about the rock of today. Drugs suck. Listen to Bobby V sing Rubber Ball. You just keep a copy of this around to quiet up your baby boomer relatives. Top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s.
Number four, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I dig rock and roll music.
I dig rock and roll music.
Well, and the whole point is, the whole point of the song, of course, this is an ironic song. Because the whole point, of course, is they're being a-holes about it. They're trying to make, they're making fun of it.
The message may not move me.
This is the sound of a, look, and I love Pop the Magic Dragon as much as the next person. This is the sound of a group of bitter hippies who are sad that their outdated, irrelevant folk music was being exterminated by rock and roll. And this was their whole, no, but we're, rock and roll's dumb. We're important. We're folk singers. That was the whole point of the song, was them ridiculing rock and roll because it was pushing them off the charts. You know, have you ever listened to the song?
No. I've heard it. I've never listened to it.
It's like so... where Peter Yarrow here is very smirkily talking about how important rock and roll is, how groovy and hip it is. See, and they're putting in this backward sound effect here because they're making fun of Donovan. See, they're trying to ridicule it because it's because nobody was buying Mamas and the Peter, Paul, and Mary records anymore. Yeah, screw these guys.
Number three, Sergeant Barry Sadler and the Ballad of the Green Berets.
This was a number one hit, by the way.
Yeah.
This also knocked the Beatles off the charts.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men. Who jump and die.
About 50,000 by the time it was over with.
Then this was what, 68?
Yeah.
Just what they say. Love brave men.
Imagine listening to this for 4.5 minutes. Every what, top 40 radio, so what, every 75 minutes or so?
Silver wings upon their chest.
And what's inexplicable is that baby boomers they apparently made this. This has got to be payola. There had to be payola behind this. I can't imagine baby boomers making this number one.
100 men.
will test today.
Imagine, here this WNBC Queen. Oh, there's another guy that died broken alone. All right, here's Tim Riley. Top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s.
Number two, Scott McKenzie, If You Go to San Francisco.
Oh.
Kind of folks out of hippie dippy.
Listen, it's the smell of someone who has no job.
If you're going to San Francisco.
This makes me want to set people on fire.
I don't know. I don't hate it. It reminds me of when I was little.
Why does it remind you of you when you were little? That's weird.
No, not of me when I was little. I remember hearing it when I was little.
Oh, man. There are songs that I have sentimental attachments to because I heard them. Like, as much as I make fun of The Doors, I can never truly hate The Doors because my sister played The Doors a lot. And so I got kind of a sentimental sort of attachment to The Doors, as much as I dislike Jim Morrison. But this song, though, man, it's... I don't even think this was true then, though. I think if you, like, just ended up... I think if you just showed up there... So I'm here... You know, and it's like, next thing you know, you're wearing tight pants down in the corner trying to pay the rent. I don't think it really worked out the way they were hoping it did most of the time.
Well, the rents were too high.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're putting on rouge trying to, you know.
It's like $1,500 for a studio apartment.
All right. Kind of the top five. Anybody know what number one is? Well, of course you do. You've got the list in front of you. Top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s. Tim Riley?
Number one, The Fifth Dimension with The Age of Aquarius.
See, I love this because it's at the end of 40-year-old
Virgin, where they're on the field.
Yeah.
But, I mean, imagine that there was a time that people took this seriously.
My parents bought me this album.
Really?
Oh.
Did they buy you the whole musical, Hair?
Nope, just this album.
Oh, because this was in Hair, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine just hearing this groovy.
Working on a Groovy Thing was also on that album.
Yeah.
Marilyn McCoo?
Now this song is penetrating my mind. It's like I can see all five dimensions. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, man. Played on the high five.
Seriously, one of those huge stereos that looked like a piece of furniture?
Sylvania.
Yeah. And it said on the side, solid state. Yeah.
Blondwood.
Totally. Totally. My grandmother had that.
Picturing is them dancing around in the field right now.
That's just as well. Because otherwise you're just picturing a bunch of women with, you know, like, improper body hair. And a bunch of men with paint on their faces.
Those dark black rimmed glasses like they were in Apollo 13.
Totally. All right, back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Contact the lovely Lisa Gerard at 503-222-1011. Buy our station or die. This is AM 970. Solid State Radio. From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list. Sponsored in part by Easy Breathe, ventilating your home for a healthier life.
Are you sick and tired of that damp, musty smell in your home? Now there's an economical, maintenance-free solution called Easy Breathe, a patented ventilation system that removes toxins, gases, and disease-causing pollutants from your home. And no more emptying heavy buckets of stagnant water. Easy Breathe automatically controls humidity levels using less energy than a 40-watt light bulb. Replace stagnant, polluted air with healthy air. Call Easy Breathe today. 800-586-9698. Easy Breathe. We exhale so your family can inhale. 800-586-9698 or log on to easybreathe.com.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Category tonight, classes at the New York City Police Academy. Top 10 classes offered at the New York City Police Academy. Here we go, number 10. Your gun, passport to coolness. Number 9, micro-hookernomics. Number 8, folded newspaper or shopping bag. Best way to accept bribe money. Number 7, how to frisk a pantsless guy. Number 6, our friends in the mounted police, more than just dorks on horses. Number 5, we got a 1019 in progress and other things we say just to sound cool. Number 4, recreational handcuff use. Number 3, the film career of David Caruso. That's only for a half credit. Number 2, how to respond to the finger. And the number 1 class at the New York City Police Academy, interrogation techniques that drive chicks wild.
Don't forget to join David tonight for the Best of the Late Show, when Dave's guests will be Halle Berry and Jesse James. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2006, Worldwide Dance Incorporated.
Weddings, graduations, the birth of a child. If only we could share these special moments with family and friends almost instantly. Fortunately, with Walgreens Digital Photo Service, you can simply upload photos to Walgreens.com and send them to print at any of thousands of Walgreens nationwide, many open 24 hours. Then your family and friends can pick up the prints in as little as an hour. Walgreens, where America takes its digital pictures. 1 hour photo limited to machine capacity.
Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for coming along. Likas next, Don and Mike Show at 7, John and Jeff at 11, and Stephanie Miller tomorrow at 6 a.m. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, things. I don't even know what's coming up tomorrow. Jen Lane is supposed to be coming in tomorrow, but we moved her to today. Of course, she never showed up. Thanks for that. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Don't forget, tonight, Rockstar Supernova debuts 8 p.m. on most of the CBS television stations.
Are you going to head over to Zabala's?
I think so. Because if I'm going to be stressed out, I don't want to do it alone.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's tonight, 8 p.m., and we'll be doing Stormwatch tomorrow. We'll be recapping that. I think we'll be hearing from Storm either tomorrow or Friday. Oh, is this? Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru, Susan Reynolds. How are you, Susan?
I am well. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Let me ask you this. So, you know, we've been talking about this Multnomah County Sex Offender Registry.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're thinking, as a concept, could we give away a gun?
You know, this is what I love about you.
So, I mean, what if it was just a small gun?
Yeah, we would just have to go through the proper channels. In other words, you know, release forms must be signed. You know, there's a few steps that'll have to be taken.
See, here's my thing, and I don't know exactly how we'd structure this. Maybe we do it like some sort of an NCAA elimination thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and I were talking. We can't figure out whether it's most horrific looking, ugliest, freakiest, maybe most unique or horrifying distinguishing characteristic, like he's missing an eye or something. And then the person who has that sex offender living in their neighborhood, they win like a gun and some martial arts lessons and like a lawyer.
Well, now we need to put our logo on the gun.
There you go. I like the way you think. See, that's why. Okay, well, we'll have to follow this up at some other point.
Yes, I'm sure this will be a spirited meeting, and I can't wait to run this past the big guy.
Yes, no, that'll be a lot of fun. I'll be sick that day.
Yes, right. As will I.
Thank you, Susan Reynolds.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Marketing. There you go. It's 503-733.
I like Susan because she makes you think that anything's possible.
You know what? She lets you. What do they say
she
about
the stream?
About Kennedy? She lets me see the stars. I don't even know.
That's weird.
I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to sound. All right, it's 503. How long do we have here? Like 10 seconds?
Before I start playing the.
503-733. Thank you. 2970. So much email to get to. Okay, well, I got to everything today.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You shouldn't have put Jen on the list. I didn't tell you to, Rick. You asked me to write down what you were saying. You brought this up on yourself. You want to do it tonight?
Just trying to. There we go. So you, see? It's that smirk. Why you got to do that?
We're going to have a group hug after the show.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Rick Evers here, producer today, every day by the Sarah Dillon, AM 970, Celtic Radio News Director, Tim Riley, Scotty J, so much more than an intern. Gary Baumgarten, Jim Roop, all of that. We'll see you later and stuff. Like us next, Bastards Down, the grinding, and the hey, hey, see you at noon. And the, all right, bye now.
Come on!
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening. AM 970.
KCMD. AM
Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Stephanie Miller Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Look, scary.
They were
everywhere.
But they were men with dreams, according to the torture czar.
These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States.
That's right.
That quote is from the investigation of these individuals who also allegedly stated the desire to, quote, kill all the devils we can.
Mm.
They hoped for their attacks to be, quote, just as good or greater than 9/11.
And where's the proof that any of them said that?
Does that remind you of Saddam Hussein? He wanted to get a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, I knew what was in their thought bubble.
And you two.
I could tell. I knew they were up to no good.
You two didn't want to be Husky boys. You two had dreams when you were boys.
Let's listen. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Mornings at 6, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get so deep in debt, but now you need a way out, a way to relieve the anxiety, a way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-353-4466. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-353-4466. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-